course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I'm one of your friends, Dave. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not doing too shabby. Living the dream. Was driving down country road the other day and saw a spooky little ghost. Hopefully he doesn't come to haunt me.
Yeah, you never know how that's going to work. You know, this is, or obviously you're referring to the movie we're reviewing today, the movie Passenger, which is in theaters now. That the whole haunted hitchhiker, hitchhikers have always freaked me out.
True.
I don't know if it's that growing up in the 80s, that mentality of you just don't trust strangers.
Right.
But I, you know what? I've always felt it's best to err on the side of caution with these things. But all right, we are reviewing Passenger, but we got a lot to talk about before we get there. Let's start off with Ike. Did you watch anything else this past week?
Oh, boy. No. I'd say I've been keeping up on From, but they took a break for Memorial Day weekend, so that was unfortunate. So mostly just kind of watching the other stuff I've been watching, Euphoria, and, you know, trying to catch up on some other, like, animes and stuff like that. But no, not really. Not a whole lot this week. Just kind of kept it mellow, I think.
Yeah, me neither. I know that's always my answer. It's just, I don't know why I'm in this. I know what it is because I'm like watching through Star Trek series and things, and it doesn't leave them a lot of time. I know it's bad day, the horror podcast host, to not watch much horror, but I don't know. I'll get back into it. It's just, there's not a lot of extra, you know, whatever, other things to watch. I say that. That's not what I mean. There's just not a lot of new releases hitting streaming and stuff that catch my eye, which usually sends me down rabbit holes like, you know, usual.
Right.
There is, what was the, I don't know what the name of it is. It was on, I don't know, it was on Screenbox or Shudder One. I know a lot of information on the show. It was about a kid show host. It was like a horror Mr. Rogers type deal. I did want to watch that, so I need to watch it, and I got to figure out where it is. I'm not informed. So who knows? Maybe I'll go down a rabbit hole before next episode or sometime in the future, because I know my response is always, not me. So, but, oh well. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have all of our news, birthdays, and all that stuff. So stick around. Make sure you subscribe to Listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number 2 in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news.
And welcome back with the news. All right. Got some good information this week, actually. A lot of streaming premieres and some other good stuff. First things first, the rumor is that Obsession will be available video on demand on June 2nd. Obviously, we love a quick turnaround from the theater to the home viewing experience. And video on demand and these streaming services have definitely made that exponentially easier to do. So. This is, of course, exciting, and we will definitely look forward to that. Hopefully, get to watch it again very soon.
Yeah, and the reason that this is filed under rumor, and they've not given an official date, is because Obsession is, I'll use, for lack of a better term, it's overperforming at the box office. It is doing better than they anticipated.
Yeah.
It is raking in the money. It's still performing really well. So people don't know if that will affect this release date, right? If they might push it back a week or two or whatever because of the theater. I personally, I don't know. June 2nd's next week. So yeah. I would not be surprised if we don't get pushed back a week because again, I think Obsession was like, it was 2 or 3 in the weekend box office again. And I think it actually, I could be wrong. I think it drew more money than its opening weekend. But it was right there. So I mean, it's raking it. So they may give it another week in the theater. I mean, I know it's not going to come out of the theaters, but that's why this is filed under rumor. But I do hope it comes soon because I'm really looking forward to actually watching it again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward to that. And I heard some rumorings that Curry Barker, obviously we talked about how he already wants to do something, but apparently there is rumors that he has another horror movie already in the works called Anything But Ghosts, that is set in the Obsessions universe and will address the ending of Obsessions. So if people have seen that, might understand what that might mean. But yeah, we'll see if that that comes true. But yeah, no, I'm excited for it to come to streaming. I think it'll do good, obviously. And then hopefully later on we'll get it on one of the streaming services as well. So, but for now we'll move on to Undertone. We'll be streaming on HBO Max beginning June 26th. We have a whole review of this. Definitely good, positive reviews on this one. Definitely unique experience. Very interesting. And HBO Max, decent streaming service, all things considered. So, good place, good home for Undertone, and hopefully get some good viewage on there.
Yeah, this is another one that I wouldn't mind watch again. This is one of those that you feel like maybe you missed a little bit in the background, some things, right? This is that. So, yeah, it feels like it's been forever since we watched this. It's just, man, there's so much stuff hitting, and it's such a busy time. It feels like it's been months since we watched this movie.
Right.
So it's like, I'm already looking forward to watching it again because I feel like it's been forever. So. Yeah, Undertones, it was a good movie. It's definitely worth a watch or rewatch, so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for those of us who have HBO Max, you can check it out on June 26th, of course. Definitely worth a watch and a rewatch if you've already seen it. But for now, we'll move on to another streaming release. Scream 7 is going to be it's now available on Paramount Plus, I should say. Scream 7, of course, got some mixed reviews, but all things considered, again, it was a decent movie. We have a full review in the archives, but it's good to see that it's going to be on Paramount Plus. I think most of the other Scream movies are on there as well, so good to have it all in one place. Somebody can sit down and binge all of them on Paramount Plus if they wanted to. So if you don't have weekend plans, maybe you do now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we reviewed this. All in all, I like Scream 7. I mean, like again, I like them all to varying degrees, but I did have some disappointments, but it was still fun. Still, it's still an okay movie. Still fun. Not what I would rank towards the top of the franchise, but I think a worthy addition.
Yeah, absolutely. But all right, that's all for our streaming news. We are getting some news about a Maniac Cop remake for MUBI, MUBI.
I don't know what that is, but that's what it said.
Oh, maybe there must be a streaming service of some sort. But that's of course exciting. We of course are fans of Maniac Cop on the show. But it is expected to release in 2027. So we'll hopefully get some more information, as that gets a little closer. But yeah, that's exciting. Can't beat a Maniac Cop remake, and I think it is about time for one. I think that the timing makes sense.
Again, I'm always leery of remakes, but I think this is one that definitely will be great because it's been a while, and it's a fun, good movie. It definitely, just I think would benefit from a modern take on it. I'm not going to go down certain thoughts I have about this, but there's so much they could do with a Maniac Cop movie in modern day. If they wanted to reflect some societal things, but I'm not going to discuss that. That's not this kind of podcast. I'm just saying, you could turn Maniac Cop into a really kind of an impactful movie if you just tweaked a few things.
No, absolutely. There's definitely a possible interaction that you could have that could make that definitely more relevant for modern times. So, but
Yeah. Not saying they will. I
no.
know, and I know a lot of people, they watch movies, they don't want to, they don't want the social context and social, but I don't know, man. It's just, come on, it's there. If they don't, it'll still be fun. Again, I don't know what movie is. I don't know. It's weird to me that I don't know if this report, I don't know, is this supposed to be Tubi? They just misspelled. I've never heard a movie, and it is peculiar. So I'm not going to get hung up on that part. Apparently there is a service that's backing this, which should make it kind of fun too, right? Because it's going to keep some of that, probably keep some of that cheesy element to it a little bit. Do it that way, but again, I'm a huge fan of the Maniac Cop franchise, so anything to bring it back out there to do a little more, I'm all for it.
Also, I just looked at a movie is a British subscription video on demand streaming platform. So
Ooh, okay.
it is its own entity, separate from Tubi, from what I can say, from what I can tell.
Well, the Brits may not they may not have any problem poking a little fun there and putting a little some commentary to it. Who knows? I don't know.
True. But all right. Well, hopefully we get some more information about a Maniac Cop or a remake and some more information on movie in the future.
And merchandise. I hope
Yes.
this spins out into some merchandise. We need some Maniac Cop figures of some sort.
That's exciting. Need some Maniac Cop figures, need some pump pop Funkos, the
That
whole nine yard.
big ass chin is so toyetic. Come on.
Absolutely. Love that. But all right, good stuff on Maniac Cop front, and keep an eye out and an ear out for more information from us because we will let you guys know as soon as we know more. But last little bit of news here: Sinners will have its own attraction this year at Halloween Horror Nights in Universal Orlando and Hollywood. That, of course, is not surprising to me considering how well it did. Yeah, I think it makes sense. I think that they can make a really cool, impactful musical experience. And of course you have creepy vampires. So, I won't be able to go to Halloween Horror Nights this year because, my wife will be giving birth around that time. I
Where
definitely,
better to have a baby?
right? Halloween Horror Nights.
That's a story to tell the kid down the road.
Be like, yeah, your mom got scared and gave birth
So,
to you in the
yeah.
middle of
Tell me, where was I
Halloween.
born? Well, you were born in a remake of the Sinners' Juke Joint Cabin in Halloween in Universal. So, yeah, every year for your birthday, we feel like we need to send Michael B. Jordan a card.
That's right. That's right. But no, yeah, I'll hopefully, I'm sure somebody will make some videos about it, post it online, because I think that'd be really cool. So,
Yeah. And again, I think it is, I say that because I think what I read, it is supposed to be centered around that, that cabin juke joint thing where their little, whatever you call it, party thing that they were doing in the movie, right? When this all, when shit went down. That's what it's centered around. So that'll be pretty cool if they can make a cool, where you look like you're immersed in that. That's pretty wild. And again, Sinners is a great movie. It's totally worth it. Totally deserves all this shit. Love it. So yeah,
yeah.
this is, I think it's a great addition. It's very relevant, very modern, very new. So very, very cool. Love it.
Absolutely. But that'll be good. But that's it for our news here this week. But we are going to talk about some birthdays and some anniversaries and releases. But birthdays first. We have June 1st, 1977. We have Danielle Harris, of course, known for her role as Annie in the Halloween 4 and 5. And I think she was also in the remakes as well.
Yeah, she
But
was.
yeah, Danielle Harris is great. She does a lot of cameo stuff and whatnot nowadays, especially since she's kind of known as a scream queen of sorts. And obviously her roles in Halloween back in the day were when she was much younger. She was like a baby basically. But I think she had a very iconic role in those films, and it was really unfortunate that they couldn't bring her back for Curse of Michael Myers due to some weird discrepancies and just stuff like that. But nonetheless, I love Danielle Harris. She does a lot of really cool stuff, and always excited to see her name pop up anytime a movie comes out. She was in a Scream as well. Yeah.
So yeah, she's great. And again, one of those, she's a great ambassador for horror. And whether you like the movies, those movies or not, those Halloween movies, Annie is an integral part of the Halloween franchise. And so for that, she should yeah, she deserves it all.
Yeah, absolutely. But happy birthday, Danielle. Hope you are doing well. And hopefully we'll see you in another Halloween movie one day. Maybe. But for now, we'll jump to June 2nd of 1978. Justin Long, known for his role in Jeepers Creepers, It's a Wonderful Knife,
Drag Me to
Tusk,
Hell.
Drag Me to Hell. I mean, this guy's been in so much. Honestly, one of my favorite roles of his, and I watch it every Christmas now, is It's a Wonderful Knife. His character is just so uncanny. His teeth are weird, but in such a fun way. He's so cool. Justin Long just does everything, and I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I love Justin Long. I mean, I love all this stuff, horror wise, but Justin Long to me will always be the kid from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
That is so. Oh my gosh, I still watch that outtake clip or whatever it is where they just piece together all the times he got hit with dodgeballs and stuff, and it still makes me laugh. But yeah, I love Justin Long. I mean, he's one of those guys that if he's in something, I will probably watch it pretty much just because he's in it. Because I really enjoy what he does.
Yeah, I was gonna say Justin Long kind of just does it for the love of the game. I mean, he really just jumps in and does all this really fun stuff, and I love it. I mean, every one of his roles is always just fun. You know, it's he has some serious roles and stuff from his repertoire, but a lot of the time it's just stuff that he has fun doing, projects that he believes in. So,
Yeah, I mean, his comedic timing's great.
yeah, absolutely. But all right. That does it for our birthdays this week. So we have some anniversaries to chat about, or I should say, yeah, no anniversaries, right? Movie anniversaries. Almost got those. I always get those two mixed up, and then the one time I don't get them mixed up, I'm like, oh wait, no, I got it right. But movie anniversaries, we have May 30th, 2003. We have Wrong Turn. Definitely an interesting one. It's a fun one. This one's not too bad. The sequels get a little funky. They get a little quirky. But the OG Wrong Turn,
And a little numerous.
a little too numerous, I'd say.
Yeah, the first one's all right. It's one of those. I don't know, that early 2000s was kind of peculiar for the right the movies that were coming out are, I don't know, I don't want to say they're hit or miss because it's like they're good, but they're not like groundbreaking or genre changing or unforgettable. I mean, maybe some people love Wrong Turn that much, but it was a weird, I don't know, it's kind of a weird little period, right? Kind of it felt transitional. But I mean, I always enjoyed Wrong Turn. It's not one of those ones I rewatch. It's been a long time since I've seen it. So, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should rewatch it sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely think so. And but we'll jump now to May 30th of 2008. Another classic. Kind of. I don't know if I call this a classic. It was made in the last 20 years, but maybe. The Strangers. The Strangers is great. You know, we just got through the trilogy of new movies that came out, and for better or for worse, they're there. But this is the first of the whole series that spawned a total of 5 movies. Potentially more once they decide that they want to remake it in another 10 years. But the OG was great. You know, the OG really set the bar really high, and obviously it's inspired a lot of people to try and make more. So obviously we love this movie. We talked about it pretty extensively, but yeah, it's fantastic.
This movie scared the shit out of me. I've said it before, told the story. Monica and I went and watched it in theaters. We got home, we slept with the lights on. This movie freaked me out that much because it's so, it's, shit, this shit happens. Right, it's not far-fetched, right? It's not something that you're like, that will never happen. That couldn't happen, right? And this and that. And it freaked the shit out of me. The way it was made, the way it was filmed, just everything freaked me. The way that they didn't really reveal anything, right? It wasn't even like a conclusion to it, really. It happened, it was there. It freaked me out. I still think it is a great, great movie. And again, we've talked about the trilogy, the new ones. I know there was a what, Pray at Night or something that was in there too before
Yeah.
that. And whatever about all the, they can't, none of them can hold a candle to the original.
No, absolutely. It would be very hard to make a movie that had the same impact as the first one. Nonetheless, of course, they'll continue to try, I'm sure. But no. But maybe we'll have to do a rewatch. So I think the third of the new trilogy is actually almost going to be on Stars because all three of those movies are going to be on Stars. So very soon, people can potentially do a full watch of all the movies if they really wanted to. But yeah. But for now, we'll leave it there. Awesome Times. Strangers is almost 20 years old, which is crazy to think about. But we're
Yeah,
gonna jump
that's so weird.
right. 2008 being almost 20 years ago is sickening, but we'll jump now to May 31st of 2019. We have Ma. Ma's great. You know, Octavia Spencer is very good at being creepy, despite the fact that normally she plays very endearing and heartfelt characters. She can play a creepy character, and that's very impressive. And Ma's a very fun movie. And I think it kind of fits into the realm of like the teen kind of slasher-esque movie with a little bit of a twist. And yeah, I love Maul. I've not watched it in years. But when we went to Halloween Horror Nights last year, I distinctly remember that while we were waiting in line for the Five Nights at Freddy's ride, not the ride, but the attraction, while we were waiting in line, literally they were playing like clips of different like Universal Studios movies and properties, and Maul was one of them. It was playing like a trailer, and I was like, "Oh, it's crazy!" Like I guess I didn't really put it together that was one of the movies that was owned by the studio. But yeah, that was a fun little throwback, just thinking about that. And yeah, I like Maul. I need to go give it a rewatch, I think.
Yeah, me too. It is. It's unsettling, right? There's some, I don't know, just I watched it. I don't know. There were certain things that just kind of, I don't want to trigger me a little bit. I don't want to say trigger. You know what I mean? Just kind of make me a little unnerved, a little. And then this one was, therefore, you know, as this, you're watching through it, it kind of makes you go, ugh, you know, just seems odd, right? That I don't know. I don't want to get. I mean, I guess everybody's, you know, the whole age gap difference thing as they're going for a while there and what's happening, you know, her trying to be friendly with, I don't know, it just seems weird. Not weird in a bad way, but weird and makes you kind of shudder a little bit.
Right. No, absolutely. Definitely one of those movies that kind of makes you a little uncomfortable, but that kind of makes it the movie a little spookier and gets you a little on edge, you know what I mean?
I like it.
It
That's what I want. That's what I want, man. I mean, push that limit, man. Make me, it's a movie. Right, and just make me uncomfortable. I'm cool with that.
That's right. But very cool. And yeah, I guess I'll have to watch this again because I'm like sitting here trying to remember like scenes from the movie, and I'm like, no, yeah, I remember that happened. I'm like, yeah, I remember that happening too. So yeah, I guess that'll have to be what I watch here soon.
Again, it seems peculiar that that movie is only 7 years old. That
Yeah.
for some reason that movie feels older. I don't know. It's Time's weird, man. It just.
Yep, it's wibbly wobbly,
That's
timey
right.
wimey.
That's right. I was getting ready to say the exact same thing. Doctor Who had it right. It's just. It's
Speaking
weird.
of Doctor Who, I need to rewatch Doctor Who because I've not watched any of the 13th Doctor or the 14th Doctor. Last I saw was Capaldi, some of Capaldi, so which he was
Yeah.
the no, he was the 13th Doctor, so I've not seen the 14th or 15th. My bad.
Yeah. Well,
Don't
there,
mind
yeah,
me.
there's, yeah, there's a, I think it's on A, is it moved to AMC Plus not yet? There's a, they signed their new deal, their new American distribution deal with, like, I think AMC.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, they were with Disney, but now it's switched over, which I'm glad. I think it'll fit better there, but, yeah, I don't know if it's official yet or if it's moved yet, but that's where it's at. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a Christmas special this year.
Ooh.
So I always love the Christmas specials. So yeah. So fun times.
Very cool. But all right. Yeah, enough about Doctor Who. I don't say this is not a Doctor Who podcast. Although we could also do a Doctor Who
I
podcast if you
yes,
like
I will
Doctor
say
Who.
I could we could do that one too. I could.
But all right. But Maul is in the books, and I'll have to rewatch that. I'll probably rewatch that before we talk next. But moving to our last one, another good one, May 31st of 2024, In a Violent Nature. Again, In a Violent Nature was very divisive in the horror community. It was either you loved it or you hated it, And if you loved it, you loved it because it was different. If you hated it, you hated it because it was different. Despite the divisive nature of In a Violent Nature, no pun intended, it to me it still stands the test of being innovative without being stupid. Because oftentimes you see people who try and make these really innovative, creative things, and then they fall at a flat because sometimes it doesn't, not that it doesn't make sense, but it kind of falls into that realm of, are we trying to be creative just to be creative, or are we being creative to try and capitalize on profit? But I feel like this one really tried to just give us a different perspective of that classic slasher genre, and it made sense. And they're making a second one. So obviously the first one had some popularity.
Yeah, I mean, a very, very iconic kill in it. Was really, really cool. Yeah, I liked it. I thought, I think the difference in their approach worked, and I enjoyed it. We did a review of this movie. I think we also have a wives rebuttal on there because Monica does not like it. I think this was a topic of a wives rebuttal,
It
but
sure
anyway.
was.
Yeah, and I also know that we also have a interview with Ray Barrett, who played, is his name Johnny? I think, is it John, just
Yep, I
Johnny?
believe so.
Yeah, that played the lead in this. So we talked to him too. So, but yeah, and there is a second one coming out, which is very cool. I'm very glad. I liked it. I very much like it. And it's a, I know I keep saying it, another movie that, man, I think I should rewatch. I think, I think I've only watched it the one time. And, yeah, it's people need to give it a shot, need to give it an open, go into it with an open mind. And I it's one of those, it's weird because it's like I feel like now it wouldn't be as weirdly received, you know what I mean? Because we've had the one dog movie, whatever, I can't remember what it was called,
Oh, good boy.
Good Boy. Yeah, we've had that. There's these, I feel like kind of In a Violent Nature was one of the first to kind of do something out of the box in that way. And but I feel like a few others have done it, so I don't know if, I don't know. I think even people that think they hate it should give it a rewatch, should give it a new look.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree. I think that if we had seen an In a Violent Nature release in today's age, even though this is only 2 years later, I think it'd have a much different reception. But well, all right. I think that does it for our news birthdays anniversary. So we have one upcoming release. This one I'm very excited for. We have The Backrooms coming to theaters today as a release, May 29th, and is described as, after a therapist patient disappears into a dimension beyond reality, she must venture into the unknown to save him. We will be reviewing this movie next episode. Now, I have a couple things to say about this. I am a huge fan of creepypastas and, online urban legend type stuff, which The Backrooms definitely falls into. The movie is, of course, directed by a very young director, Kane Parsons. And one of the people who is on the cast, but is also a credited producer, is Mark Duplass. Or things like an executive producer, or he's in there somewhere. But I'm not sure if you heard. A lot of people are claiming that Kane Parsons did not direct this movie, that he's too young.
Yeah.
And but Mark Duplass basically went online and was just like, "Were you there?"
Yeah, that's what he
Like
keeps. Yeah. He's like, I was there.
he's
And
like, "I was there," and he's like, "Kane was in control. He was the one who had it all," and obviously, we both love Mark Duplass. Mark Duplass is the guy who did Creep, the Creep tapes. And he's kind of a veteran of the industry by now, not only of the indie scene, but of also just major productions. I mean, he's been in some big things. And I don't know, it is odd to me that the community is shitting on Kane Parsons, despite the fact that he's shown us that he can direct, that he can do stuff. And he did it with much less money than what he was given, right? Because if you look at his YouTube videos and things like that, he makes do with what he has, and he's made some really cool shit. So I do find it weird that people haven't even seen the movie yet, but they're like, "There's no way Kane Parsons has made this movie, blah, 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 blah," So I had to mention that. And of course, our king, Mark Duplass. obviously stepping up and saying like, listen, y'all are a bunch of a bunch of rejects. Like, this is just this makes no sense. Like, why are you acting like this? And but no, I'm very excited for this movie. This is something I've been looking forward to for a little while, and I cannot wait to see his vision of the back rooms on the big screen. And the fun thing about this is that this is another one of those situations where Dave will have the other perspective of he doesn't really know much about the back rooms, so he'll get to go into this a little bit more blind and experience it for the first time.
Sure will.
But
But yeah, and I don't know. I'm not gonna talk about all the hoopla because I don't understand why people do that shit.
right, I know.
Whatever. First of all, no one knows that. I think it's just clickbait shit for mostly people trying to get attention, and whatever. But second of all, who the fuck even care? I mean, fucking, what does it matter? I mean, whatever happened, happened. The movie got made. I don't hear anybody associated with the movie complaining about it. Just let it be. What? It's like fucking people.
That's what I'm saying. Bunch of rejects, and but no, I think Backrooms will be good. I think this will be one of the bigger releases of the year, and can't wait to see how that goes. Next this coming week. So,
That's right.
but for now, I think that does it for our news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have our official review of Passenger. Stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/wrasslpod. That is linktr.ee/rasslepod. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing.
Okay, we're back here on Listen to the Screams. We're on the home stretch. We are time ready for review time. And we are reviewing the movie Passenger, which is in theaters now, written by Zachary Donahue and T.W. Burgess, directed by Audrey Overdahl, starring Jacob Scipio, Lou Lobel, and others. The movie was released on May 22nd in theaters, and it grossed $8,746,797 domestically on opening weekend, which was good for number six for the weekend. I don't, here's the thing. I don't have a lot to say about this movie because I feel like here lately, I'm just saying the same stuff because we started with like, what was it? Dolly and Hokum and Obsession. And now, but these are all really, really good movies that are coming out. Their Passenger is definitely fucking creepy as hell and spooky and scary and had, jump scares and other things. Again, there's nothing here breaking any mold, nothing here shifting the genre. They did their thing and they did it really well. It's a fun movie. It's an enjoyable movie. It is a good horror movie. And I feel like that's the same thing I've been saying about all these movies lately. Now, I know, I loved Obsession. I think Obsession's a little better than a lot of these, but I think we're on this little streak going here of all these movies are really, really good. And there's nothing that I could sit here and nitpick per se, or say I would have done differently, or there's not even anything that I can call out as so specifically great. It's just a good solid movie from start to finish. I've got no issues. And I enjoyed it. And I think this is a movie that I will definitely enjoy rewatching in the future again. I mean, the movie starts right out of the gate. I mean, if you've seen the trailer, you know how the movie starts. And it but it, the trailer is edited down some. There is a little more to it. But it gets right to it from the beginning and you jump right in with the spooky shit and yeah, I don't and it's I have to chuckle at the movie because Monica talks a lot about this van life stuff and all these things, right? And it's not even necessarily that she, not like she wants to do it, right? Sell everything off and you go, but she would, she likes the concept of having like a camper or a van or something just to go and jump in and go do it like a trip and kind of be self-contained for the duration of the trip. So it's funny to me that this, you know, she watches it on YouTube, all those kind of videos, right? And the all that kind of stuff, the van life, the shit, what do they call it, where you camp virtually in plain sight?
Stealth camping.
Yeah, stuff like it. She loves that kind of stuff. And I had a chuckle when I told her, I said, you need to watch this, right? Because this whole movie is like kind of centers around van life shit a little bit. You know, it's like that's kind of the which works great for this, right? We talked about it earlier, the haunted hitchhiker, quote unquote type deal and this and blah, 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 blah. And there's been lots of movies that have focused on travel and this concept of things happening in this way. But this tying in this, you know, this van life, I don't know what else to call it, but and then it pull. I love how they pulled in these the hobo life stuff, right? Or they, that's what they call it, the movie, and some of that. I love how they did it, and it works so well for this concept. So I think it's really well done. Again, they didn't try to do anything outside the realm. They knew what they were trying to do, and they delivered on it. And I think they got a solid movie. I loved it. I think everybody should go watch it. And again, I feel like I'm a broken record here because I feel like that's what we've been saying about the last several movies, because I think we're on a pretty good little streak going here. So, all right, Ike, what do you think about Passenger?
Yeah, you know, I do have to second your sentiment that I feel like we're kind of regurgitating, recycling the same things, because honestly, it's one of those situations where things have been pretty consistent, right? We've had a lot of pretty consistent movies and pretty consistent interactions, and just overall, I feel like things have been like the standard, and that's not a bad thing. But obviously, that encroaches into the realm of like, hey, you know, all these movies are kind of are pretty good, but I would dare say that none of them have been truly groundbreaking or breaking the mold. Obsession might be the one exception to that, because I do think that it quite frankly, it created its own little multiverse in a way. But Passenger was not horrible by any means, by any measure. It was a very good movie. I thought the cinematography was quite good. Like you said, I feel like the whole van life, stealth camping and all that stuff kind of has been a big deal on YouTube and stuff like that in the last couple of years, especially since COVID. And I definitely feel like this movie is sort of like a little bit of a love story to the idea of camping and the idea of, stealth camping and van life and all that. And it's kind of funny how pop culture things appear in movies like that. And it's the same thing with popular movies, popular snacks and stuff like that. I just feel like stuff like that is constantly in the social zeitgeist, and movies always capitalize on that kind of stuff, which is always fun. But in any case, the movie itself was good. I have no complaints about it. I do think they could have done a little bit of tweaks. I feel like they could have had some deeper stakes. I feel like a lot of horror movies these days don't really up the ante quite as much as they should. I feel like there could have definitely been more at stake, if you will, for people who watch the movie. They can probably gather what I'm getting at. I don't want to spoil it for people, because I do think that there are some very particular moments in this movie that do make the movie what it is. And one thing I will give this is that the trailer did absolutely nothing to ruin the movie. A lot of times lately, trailers are putting out a lot of the meat and potatoes of the movie, and I know that's because they want to entice people. But this movie did pretty much the exact opposite. They pretty much put something that's entirely innocuous, considering the grand scheme of the movie, and the trailer. I mean, not to say that it's not important or unimportant. It's just it's not the primary driver of the movie. Yeah, I liked it. I do enjoy their marketing. I think their marketing was actually well done, despite some of the other marketing stuff. I think Obsession did a very good job with marketing too, by the way. I think the marketing for this was good. I think that the filming was great. The cinematography, the acting was pretty decent. Honestly, I didn't really recognize most of the people in the movie. So I always enjoy a good, a random unknown person to star in the movie and have that sort of interaction. But overall, I would say I enjoyed it. This is also one of those movies I would like to rewatch because I'm sure I missed something. As do you always, you miss something in the background, something that's lurking that you don't quite see. But no, yeah, I'll stop rambling. I did enjoy it. I think that it is. I think this will do well on streaming. I'll say that.
Yeah. And like you said, the trailer, I mean, it is important. What happens specifically in the trailer itself is not but the
exactly.
trailer, it leads into something very important in the movie. Yeah, they did. Again, it's a fun movie. It's a good job. Let's rate this thing. You know, I really think I've got to give it a 3.5. I think I've got to put it just slightly above that 3 because I don't think it's, I thought it was pretty good, and I don't think it's, I think it's just slightly better in the middle of the ground. It's maybe not as strong a 3.5 as some of these movies recently I've given. Trust me, because I loved Dolly. I loved Hokum. I loved Obsession. I like Passenger. Of these four, though, Passenger is probably the bottom of the four for me. And that's not a
I would
bad,
agree.
but it's probably my least favorite of the four. But I like all four. I'm still going to give it, I think, a 3.5 because I do think it is slightly above average. So, Ike, what are you rating it?
Yeah, I was kind of bouncing back and forth between a 3 and a 3.5. I do think this movie is above the mold of a 3 movie, so I do think 3.5 is good. But I do think that there are varying degrees of 3.5. There are other movies that we rated 3.5 that kind of fall into that same category, but are a little bit better. Like if I could give it a point, like a 2.5 rating, this one might be closer to like a 3.25. But obviously, we're not mathematicians here, so we don't get too crazy. I think 3.5 makes sense. I think a 3.5 is right in the realm of where we need to be, and I think that they could very easily make a sequel to this movie. They did leave it a little bit open for potential interpretations for other paths, if you will. So, I would, if they made a Passenger 2, I'd watch it, you know? So yeah, 3.5 would satisfy me in this case.
Yeah. All right. There you go. A consensus 3.5 out of 5. Again, it's not rocket scientists, guys. And we're positive. We enjoyed the movie. We had fun. And we hope most of our listeners also have that positive attitude of, hey, let's just have a good time, watch the movie. Again, it is just entertainment. Speaking of next episode, we said we are reviewing the movie Backrooms, obviously coming to theaters. Well, it'll be in theaters by the time you hear this. So it's out now.
Yeah.
But not only that, but it will also be our 200th episode. Now, again, we're not changing the format per se. We're not doing anything special. We'll have the news. We'll have the review. We'll have all that good stuff. But we will also be leading the show off that we have, because we have gotten quite a few audio congratulations from different people on our 200th episode. So we'll lead the show off with that. You can hear those before you get into the episode. Again, that's all there will be. Everything else will be all your standard nonsense and goodness from us. Ramblings about different things. Will we bring up Scream again? Probably. What will we say? But so there you go. But it is, we will recognize momentarily that it is a milestone we're proud of to hit our 200th episode. And we're still rolling. So this is got a long way to go. But part of that is because of our wives and then all of you listeners and followers for all of your support. With every episode and everything we do appreciate that. Be sure to subscribe to us on social media. We're on pretty much any platform. Just search for Listen to Their Screams or Listen to Screams, the number there in the middle, and you'll find us. We're pretty easy to find. So before we close out, Ike, on the 199th episode of Listen to Their Screams, anything you want to add?
Well, it has been fun. It has been a journey. Always love talking about horror, and you see all the, one of the fun things about doing it for this long is, we've done it for a couple of years now, a few years now, and you get to know these birthdays and stuff, so you start to recognize patterns, and you start to see like, oh yeah, this person's birthday's coming up, and it's always fun. It's a fun time to just sit down and chat and actually have a good little conversation about horror and getting back into the groove of things, and this definitely has kept me more appraised of the horror universe around us. So I'm having a lot of fun, and yeah, it's always a good time. Love horror, and love the fans of the horror as well.
Absolutely. And speaking of, we need to queue up an interview. We haven't done an interview in a while. We need to find somebody to
Right.
interview. There's plenty of people out there. So we'll do some more of that. And within our next, whatever, 100 episodes, we'll throw in some more interviews and stuff. So, all right, then, that is it. We're closing the book on this one. Again, next week, we will be reviewing the movie Backrooms. So check that out. But until then, wherever you go and whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.